God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to continue to make decisions that we hope will better the fire service in the state of Texas. God, today we come to you and we ask that you be with the Wisco family during this time of Mike's father's needs. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with those who have lost family members and stuff in the fire service. You know, the families in the panhandle are still struggling. Lord, we just got word just recently of a young man that was in the academy in Lubbock and was doing a physical agility test and passed away. We ask that you be with that family as well. Lord, we thank you for the gifting that you give us to allow us to do such a difficult job. And we thank you for the people's lives we get to come in contact with. Lord, we ask you today that you be with us here while we make our decisions. We ask that you guide us and just and make us make the best decisions we feel necessary. Lord, we ask that you be with everybody on their way home and just guide them and protect us. Lord, we pray all this in your son's name.
have our conference end of October. We are currently accepting applications for next year's conference, which is going to be in October, San Marcos, Texas. And we're looking for proposals, any ideas that anybody may have for presentations. And we look forward to working with the commission and our partners in the legislative session. Thank you.
Thank you, Association of Fire.
Morning. Jason Jackson on behalf of the Texas Association of Fire Educators. We don't have a whole lot going on other than we've got a conference coming up here in about 2 weeks. So we're in high gear for that. We've got a good lineup for the week. We're going to start off with a train-the-trainer class for the new cancer awareness initiative. That's going to be, we've got about 50 seats filled in that already to help spread that word across the state of Texas and meet the TCFP and SFMA standards for that. We're also going to have Chief of the Year and Chief Bo Davis out of Houston are going to co-present together for the first time. A lot of other good speakers are going to be coming in throughout the week, so expect a good week for that. The other thing we're starting to look at doing is trying to create a professional development series geared toward training officers and fire instructors here for the state of Texas. So we're starting to work on a little bit of that. We'll probably have more for that maybe in the next meeting when we come back to you. Other than that, unless you have any other questions for me, have a great day.
Thank you.
I just want to give a brief update since the last commission meeting. We have connected to the fire, so we're probably talking about 15 acres. And due to cold evacuations, that's really reducing fire suppression, I would say. Also, a red card update. We've kind of hit the ground running, and we're starting to assist folks with the blue card to the red card system. We're making some internal staffing changes. This is really looking for the fire with 65,000 in the red card. So once that's done, we'll start doing that. Also, I've noticed we've got a couple of folks from Alex, Russ Rogers, and Mark Gray. We actually have them in this month, and so we will be filling those roles on an interim basis for the next 2 weeks.
Thank you. Additional fire protection.
Well, Happy New Year. Kelly Ransdale with the National Fire Protection Association, and I just did want to tell you that I'm not intentionally absent the other quarters, but I'll always try to be here in January and July to be able to give you a report. NFPA is rolling out a brand new program. You may remember one called Remembering When, which was a senior adult fire and fall prevention program that was released in the late 90s. The new version of that has been updated. It's called Steps to Safety. Unfortunately, senior adults, even in Texas, are dying at 2, 3, and 4 times the rate of the general population. And so this will be a free training available. We are doing one of our largest pilots will be here in Texas, in North Texas. It'll be in Greenville on May 18th. That is a free workshop. And so we are promoting that through all the different associations in the state. But I did want to tell you that your beloved Texas will be one of the first places that we launch that, to be able to provide you that free training. Again, that'll be May 18th in Greenville, Texas. Also, the consolidation project continues at NFPA. Many of you have been seeing those documents roll out. If you want to know about the schedule, that is always updated online. If you go to nfpa.org and click on codes and standards, you can see the schedule of the consolidation of the codes and how they are rolled into one standard and then with multiple chapters that address it. NFPA Link continues to add functionality to it. That is the online subscription service. So we used to have the fire code subscription service that was like $1,500. Now for about $100 you can access as an individual user all of our current codes and standards and then also the earlier editions. So there's 1,500 of those in there now. So if you have questions about that, let us know. But you can always access our codes and standards free online just by going to nfpa.org. and list the number on there. Our conference will be in Las Vegas this year. It will be in June. Unfortunately, it begins right after Father's Day, so June 19th, that Monday, will be in Las Vegas, but it is pretty close to y'all, so I hope that you may choose to come to our NFPA conference. Also, we have revived the Texas Fire Sprinkler Coalition, and so that looks at how do we spread the message about home fire sprinklers. And they have started meeting. They're meeting quarterly virtually. The next one will actually be at the Fire Chiefs Conference in Waco, and I'll also be attending that. I think I'm in Texas every other month, so I hope I get the chance to see you, and if we can ever provide any resources for your challenges, please let us know. To stay connected with the NFPA, we have a network newsletter, and you can find that on our website. And also a couple of emerging issues that you'll see. E-mobility and e-bikes continue to cause many fires. And so the New York Fire Department actually notified us of an emerging trend with these e-bike and e-mobility systems. And I'll tell you, this morning when I got up in Austin, things like bird scooters were everywhere on the sidewalks. And so we have learned a lot about these lithium batteries and the charging of them. And so if you want more resources about that, this is one of the emerging things we see. Please go online and go to nfpa.org/ebikes. You'll see data, you'll see resources, and also some of the latest information on what is going on within that space. Also, we've hired a new electrical specialist that'll be working on electrical safety across the U.S. They'll be working, of course, here in Texas. And then I did want to remind you that January and February are two of our worst months for fire fatalities from heating. Here in Texas, I know you got some 60-degree days and some really cold days like us. And so if you need resources, please go online. We have a campaign called Put a Freeze on Winter Fires. Excuse me. And then lastly, the Fire Protection Handbook has just been released. The last edition of that was in 2012. That is humongous volume of all things within the fire safety space. And so the new Fire Protection Handbook has just been released. And if you would like to access that, you can go online to view that. But we are excited that it's been almost 11 years since we've had one of those. But it is newly created and available now for purchase. If I can ever do anything to assist you in your departments, please reach out. And thank you for what you do for the fire service across the state of Texas.
Good morning, my name is Leonard Chan, current chair of the Texas Center for Public Safety Excellence Consortium, or the Texas CPSE Consortium. The consortium strives to develop a collaborative relationship among fire departments across the state. peer mentoring and professional development, especially through the agency accreditation and professional credentialing programs. We'll be hosting a webinar on the legal and legislative issues of first responder mental health on Monday, February 6th. This will cover topics not just in Texas, but across the United States. The Excellence Conference will be held in Orlando from February 28th to March 3rd. Registration is now open. The education sessions at the conference are geared for fire chiefs, planning chiefs, and civilian support staff. Denton and Georgetown are among the departments due up for their first accreditation hearings at the conference. And then Pflugerville will be hosting the only quality improvement through accreditation class, or CUTA, however you pronounce it, CUETA, in Texas on April 4th to 6th, 2023. This is a prerequisite for accreditation managers and peer assessors. If you have any questions for that, I believe Mike Anderson's here to answer any questions rather than myself. And if there are questions about other topics, I'm here to take.
My name is Michael Anderson. I'm the Region 6 advocate for the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation and Everyone Goes Home program, and appreciate the opportunity to come and give a report to you. Probably before I get into my report on activities, a little note. If you're not aware, the Memorial Weekend has moved the date from the first weekend in October to May weekend. So if you haven't started seeing the advertisements or any information on that date change, year, don't quote me on the 5th, but early in May. You know, for the last 10 years, the commission has supported the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation Everyone Goes Home program by incorporating the 16 life safety initiatives into regulatory requirements in the state of Texas. The commission has always been a strong supporter of the foundation and the efforts of the advocates in Texas. In addition, we have a memorandum of understanding with TEEKS to provide instruction for the EGH programs. We accomplish our deliveries through a fair variety of methods, whether they are in-person deliveries through TEEKS, through the foundation members, and or through individual department instructors. There's online delivery platforms with the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation Fire Hero Learning Network. What I want to report on is our 2022 activities so that you have an awareness of your commitment to us and what that's done. TEEKS has reported 18 courses. That was a total of 340 students, 1,360 instructional hours. And a note for that is TEEKS just ramped back up in-person deliveries in January of 2022. That's there's numbers. We have re-engaged with TEEKS and provided recent instructor updates, and we will be rolling out a new program for leadership with TEEKS. Through the NFFF instructor deliveries, we did 24 courses, 380 students, almost 1,600 hours of instruction. Really what I want to highlight is our Fire Hero Learning Network. Texas remains the largest state with registered users for the Fire Hero Learning Network. So last year, through those online deliveries of 13 to 14 courses, depending on when they rolled out, a total of 5,700 hours, instructional hours. What I put in here for moving forward is, you know, the foundation is working with TEEKS on the updates, and we're happy to work within the Texas Fire Service to offer courses and support initiatives that help improve firefighter life safety. I encourage you the opportunity, or welcome the opportunity, to work with the commission on A and B course offerings and what the foundation's online learning platform has for the commission and other agencies. Welcome to the commission. Thank you.
Commissioners. Chris Anger, Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service, TEEKS, and the Executive Associate Division Director. So we just did our leadership development symposium in Frisco at the first of the month, and we had a record attendance, 1,296 participants this year. That's an all-time high. Had a lot of good training going on there, a lot of good speakers. Also as a part of that, we had the inaugural Hall of Honor, Texas Fire Service Hall of Honor induction of four people into that. And we will house that in our new building, our new instructional building that we have out at the Break and Fire training field. Those four people that we inducted into that this year was Wendy Norris with the Texas Line of Duty Task Force, Lieutenant Steve Harris with Dallas Fire, and he was with Hazmat Lieutenant there, Chief Tommy Anderson with Santa Fe Fire, and for somebody who roamed in this particular room a lot and where I saw him a lot was Mike Higgins with the Texas State Association of Firefighters. He was inducted as well. We also have our spring school coming up. We have an enrollment currently of about 350 participants. That's about 30 off of where we were last year. We fully anticipate that we're going to hit about 400 participants for that. And if you haven't registered for that, we look forward to you to do. Look forward to you doing that. Another thing that we've got going on right now is at the fire field this week, we are piloting NFPA 1041 live fire instructor and live fire instructor in charge classes. And after this pilot, this round of pilots, we will be going live with those classes. And we've had good attendance and had good remarks on the class this week as well. And I'm available to take any questions that you may have. There's a lot of hands that touch that, not just teeth. So we'll be willing to talk about that a lot more. Thank you.
Report from Commissioner Bazuna to the Homeland Security Council.
Nothing.
Report from the Health and Wellness Ad Hoc Committee.
Commissioner Sharma earlier, I work for the State Fire Marshal's Office, and I'm in my 34th year in public safety, and I never thought once in my life I would deal with mental health issues related to the job. And one day, about 6 months ago, after working a horrible fire investigation, I started having difficulties in weird ways. And as a believer, I believe that God gives us these opportunities to deal with stuff, and we set in a platform to make changes and to bring awareness to stuff. And so I believe I'm walking through this series in my life for a purpose. And this is something we need to get behind. I mean, recently we've seen several firefighters and law enforcement officers. Public safety as a whole, we're losing more people annually to suicide than we are to line of duty deaths, and that's unacceptable. It's always been kind of a taboo issue, and people didn't like talking about their stuff. And I'm the kind of guy, I don't mind throwing my dirty laundry out there for everybody in case it benefits somebody. So if you can, if you would, please get behind this. If you hadn't been affected by it yet, you will know somebody, you will, that deals with this. And again, I want to stop that, and there's Chairman Steelman and I were talking earlier, there's venues out there, there's ways out there, there's people out there to get ahead, and as the fire service professionals of today, we're tasked with making those changes to stop this from happening in the future. I'm open to discuss anything I deal with and open to help in any way possible.
Keep your eye out on the TCFD calendar for any
other. I just thank you, Mr. Metzger, for what you said. I think the issue of mental health and wellness in the fire service and all first responder disciplines is not where it needs to be. You know, we have a stigma within our organizations that one looked the other way for years. Those of us who've come up through the fire service have been told to just suck it up and move on. Those times have changed. The level of repetitive trauma that our folks are experiencing is having an adverse impact upon them. The departments I've worked in have had suicides. Myself and the fire chief of Dallas co-presented on mental health and wellness and how to build a program in the department. And we had probably about 60 people at the Fire Rescue International Conference attending it. We said, how many people in this room have had a firefighter commit suicide in the departments you've worked within? And all but four raised their hand. And so this impacts us greatly, and it's really easy for us to look the other way and just say, well, this is an anomaly, and it's not. It's an increasing trend. If you overlay the fact that we hire a lot of former military into our profession, law enforcement, emergency medical services also, and 2 years ago, the number of veterans who were committing suicide was 22 a day, and a new study came out, it's 44 a day now. You can just extrapolate that into the first responder community. We're probably seeing a parallel increase. This past year, I want to say last year, the number was actually down as far as line of duty death. Suicides was lower than line of duty death, but it's because when they extracted all the data on line of duty deaths, they included all the COVID deaths, which
Commissioners, any comments? Everybody agree with that?
100%.
Okay. All right. Commissioner Cantu.
Yeah, I'd like to propose that we approve in substance and form with given authorization to the agency to make non-substantial clarifying changes as to the report, and if there is any changes, that they report back to the commission at the next meeting.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve this and allow the agency chief to make non-substantial changes to the document as far as verbiage and wordsmithing and such, and then bring any of those changes back to us at the next meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Smith. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? The motion passes. Thank you, everyone. Commissioner Cantu, thank you for leading that charge, and I want to circle back to Commissioner Hamilton back on 427. We took a break and I forgot, but thank you for all your work on that.
Yes, sir. They had a great committee. Couldn't have got it done without the committee.
It's great to have that, the levels of input that we've had on all of these, making these changes, particularly trying to satisfy some of the needs of Sunset. So thank
you. We were tickled to death to get input from the stakeholders and especially Chief DeYeer and that group. Everything worked out just great. You know, I mean, everybody just worked together, even when we were with 435, because there's so much of it that intermingles. Sure. You know, it was a good learning deal for a bunch of us, but we did good.
Thank you again.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we'll move on to item 14.
Update from 37 TAC Chapter 403, criminal convictions and eligibility for certification for certification ad hoc committee.
So we with the end of the year, we really hadn't. I had a chance to look over this. I don't see anything other than what's marked in there that stands out. We just hadn't had an opportunity with some of those committee members, and I think some of those might have forgotten who is on that committee as well. So if you remember those names.
It was
Jeff
Hamilton, Jeff
Morgan. I found my notes. Commissioner Morgan, Commissioner DeVillis, and Commissioner Van Buren.
There you go.
So I think we can look at it. We'll go over that before the next meeting and have you something. But I think by looking at it, I don't see anything that's going to be just crazy.
So. Okay. So we will take no action on 14 at this point and move on to item 15.
Proposed rule review of the following 37 TAC Chapter 459 Fire and Life Safety Educator, 461 Incident Commander, 491 Voluntary Regulation of State Agencies and State Agency Employees, 493 Voluntary Regulation of Federal Agencies and Federal Firefighters, and 495 Regulation of Non-Governmental Departments.
So these rules are up for review. How would you like to proceed?
You want the normal answer of throw it to the firefighter advisory committee?
if that's your pleasure.
So moved.
Okay. I have a motion that we move these five items to the Firefighter Advisory Committee for further review. Any other discussion?
Second.
So I have a motion. I have a second from Commissioner Cantu. Motion by Commissioner Van de Griff, second by Commissioner Cantu. Any other discussion?
Your job is secure.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to item 16.
Matters from the agency chief. Update regarding agency duties and responsibilities, decisions of agency chief in contested cases and consent orders, status regarding division functions, including training approval and testing, test administered training approvals, record reviews, and online training, adult audits, certification professional development, training applications, IFSAC seals issued, certifications issued, training facilities, curriculum development, library resource requests, and compliance, biennial inspections, compliance officers training, issues involving regulated entities, and finally, information technology, public website design, farm and Fido improvements, CAPS, IT security policy, and service requests.
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, there are no contested cases or consent orders to be considered. And in your packets, you have the quarter, the Q1 reports from all the divisions at TCFP.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions or comments for staff at this point?
They're busy.
They are.
They really are.
Okay. Seeing none, we will move on to item 17.
Personnel matters regarding the appointment, employment, compensation, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of the agency chief.
Commissioners, anything? All right, we will move on to item 18.
My favorite.
I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Glenn, second by Commissioner Wilson. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you all for being here. Thanks to all of our guests for being here with us today. We hope to see you back here in April. Y'all have safe travels. This meeting is adjourned.
Well, thanks.
Y'all down back today, right now.
No, he did not lie.
As in boogity, boogity, boogity.